Philip Verdon is a notable resident in the town of Lake City. He owns the local cinema and is the president of the school board. He's also an amateur astronomer. Verdon teaches astronomy to school children, leads stargazing events, and occasionally travels to lecture on the topic.
My involvement goes back to when I was a little boy, and I went out in the backyard with my dad and two brothers and looked up at the night sky. They showed me, through our telescope, Mars.
Verdon says that's when his love for astronomy started.
I moved to Colorado, Lake City, in 1973, went camping, and went out at night, looked up at the sky, and I go, what is that? And it was the Milky Way galaxy.
Verdon says he then avidly studied astronomy and shared his knowledge with others. He joined the International Dark Sky Association, a group dedicated to preserving night skies and stargazing opportunities for people around the world. He helped the Lake City Community School acquire a planetarium donated by the University of Colorado. He also writes a weekly column for the local newspaper, offering weather forecasts and seasonal stargazing tips. He reminds folks to turn off outdoor lights in order to protect dark skies. However, in 2017, Verdon began to worry that his beautiful views of the cosmos would soon be threatened.
Like a lot of other communities, we were growing, and with growth, you get more people moving in and homes and that kind of thing, which is wonderful. But more light pollution was taking place from outdoor lights.
This prompted Verdon to take action. He traveled to the headquarters of the International Dark Sky Association in Tucson. There, leaders of the organization helped him come up with a plan.
Wouldn't it be great for Lake City to have a spot designated for dark sky protection and help communicate to the community the importance of protecting our night skies for not only us, but for all the future generations coming to our area?
After several years, Verdon's hard work paid off and his wish came true. The International Dark Sky Association recently named the Slumgullion Center as an International Dark Sky Park. The center is an undeveloped 58-acre wooded site 2.5 miles south of Lake City. It's owned by the Lake Fork Valley Conservancy, a local environmental organization. Verdon worked with the conservancy to make the designation happen. He says the center will host astronomy programs for anyone interested. Lake City now joins several Colorado towns, such as Ridgway and Norwood, in having a dark sky designation. The Black Canyon of the Gunnison and the Great Sand Dunes National Parks are also on the list.
When you look up at the night sky and see the thousands of stars, thousands of other galaxies and features and other possible solar systems that are out there, it does something. And it makes us all human.
Verdon is continuing his work. He's aiding the neighboring town of Creed with a dark sky application. He also wants to see Lake City become an international dark sky community, a harder designation to achieve. Verdon hopes more communities across Colorado and the world will protect dark skies so everyone has the chance to enjoy them. Reporting from Lake City, I'm Laura Palmisano.